Song to the Last Mammoth by Richard Haig. Though we have not spoken, we have shared the same darkness, the same beds of ice, the same years of lean struggle and hunger.
Falcon Takes Flight, a wing of Falcon Theater, performs to a full house at the Newport branch of the Campbell County Public Library by presenting poems with the theme of what it means to be human. The group, known for its dramatic readings, was asked to perform as a kickoff to the Smithsonian Institution's traveling exhibit called Exploring Human Origins, What Does It Mean to Be Human? Clint Ible, director of this Friday evening's presentation, says he contacted seven poets from this region and asked them to submit poems that would reflect the exhibit's theme. Ible says different voices, including teachers, ministers, and the public, will have thoughts about the exhibit.
I wanted to hear from the artistic community their interpretation, which would give a somewhat unique perspective through these different authors' work.
After getting input from the seven authors whose work is featured, Ible suggested the title of the presentation.
By using sort of a combination of their suggestions, I proposed calling it Un with the parentheses and then Common Ground, which suggests that which makes us unique as well as that which we share in common.
Programming and Community Engagement Manager at the Campbell County Public Library, Amy Carroll, says the exhibit includes display panels, interactive kiosks, and a life-size Neanderthal mother and child statue.
It explores evolution, and it's coming from the perspective of what does it mean to be human. So the goal is to really have a respectful community conversation around the theory of evolution and just what people think it means to be human. It shows the timelines and the skulls of early humans and what that evidence looks like.
Carroll says the library has a long-standing relationship with Falcon Theater. She likes the idea of poetry as an introduction and says the poets submitted their work before seeing the exhibit.
My 10th great-grandmother sees the supernova, 1604, by Pauletta Hansel. On the 10th October, 1604, a certain strange light was first observed in the heavens.
Standing in the middle of Exploring Human Origins, actor Anna Hazard, who is reading some of the poetry tonight, says the exhibit creates a little bit of a museum-type maze in a very small space.
You can kind of go through in whatever order you like, but you go through different topics of human evolution and just kind of guides you through different areas of thought and different discoveries, different changes that have evolved over time. And there's interactive pieces with QR codes. There's a couple of screens that have interactive opportunities. So it's really like a mini museum in a library.
Did anything jump out to you?
I really like the timelines and seeing how recent human history is in the grand scheme of things. I think we lose sight of that sometimes, that we're still pretty new in the grand scheme of time, like capital T time, you know? And just seeing like it's not even been a million years since we've started gathering around a hearth.
After walking through the exhibit, David Derringer and Worley Stidham say there are several takeaways.
Even though there's lots of differences in terms of shapes of the skull, in terms of how people ate and what kind of food they ate, depending on where they were in the world, there are a lot of similarities as well. There's like the emotions and feelings haven't changed. People still find joy. People still feel sadness. People still want love. I mean, all of those things that make us human, the things that make me enjoy the arts, has transcended time and transcended culture.
It does make a person feel small, but in a good way. It's good to be reminded that you're not alone, that you're standing on the top of a huge mountain. You're standing at the very end of a long line of people. It's crazy to think that thousands and thousands of generations eventually led to your family and you. And you have to imagine what your great, great, great times 100 times 1,000 grandmother or grandfather would think of domesticated animals and freeways and fast food.
The theater group Falcon Takes Flight spent nearly an hour sharing dramatic readings of poems based on the exhibition's theme. Campbell County poet Nancy Jentsch wrote two of the poems read this evening. The poet says she was a German teacher for 37 years at Northern Kentucky University and felt honored to have her work included in this performance. Both of her poems presented have to do with language. She recalls her first poem read, called Origins Song.
Talking about the very origins of the species and the inability of language to define what it is that makes us human.
Origins Song by Nancy Inch. I came to be in a chorus of ancestors, thousands humming their mantra of inscrutable melodies, like vibrations on strings bowed by God.
Such Exploring notes. Human Origins opened May 29th at the Newport branch of the Campbell County Public Library and is expected to be on display until August 1st. The exhibition is free and open to the public. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson in Newport, Kentucky.